Aaron Hawken and fuck. I was thinking about scumbag junkies, you know, just scumbag fucking human beings. And one of the traits is gossip. And, you know, don't know you, never met you, haven't had any fucking grounds to form any sort of an opinion on. Oh, but oh, so-and-so reckons this, and so-and-so reckons that, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that, you know what I mean? And it goes on whether I or other people like it regardless, you know? And one of the things I've found is that gossips are just fucking scumbag human beings. And why is this? Well, it's like, say, people who are scumbags, nasty sort of simpletons, and and it's like they go out, say, shoplifting, go out stealing all this shit, you know what I mean, things that don't belong to them. Then they bring it back home, you know, or to their friend's place, or their friends bring it, the stolen shit around their place and go, oh, look what I got for you, I'm a fucking top bloke. Oh, I'm a top chick, you know what I mean, I'm a fucking ace person. Look what I got for all you today, oh, mate, you know. Got fucking 10 of them, 5-finger discount, mate, you know, all this sort of shit. So they're thieves, they're liars and they're cheats. It's not theirs, it doesn't belong to them, and they didn't fucking earn it, and they didn't recompense the original owners in a negotiated contract, you know. They're thieves. And they're scumbags, you know? And all their like-minded friends are cut from the same cloth, you know? And that's in the way that they take things that don't belong to them, and they're of ill intent to grab it, to take stuff that doesn't belong to them, and share it round amongst all their fucking arsehole friends. Well, gossips do the same thing. Gossips do the same thing, but with, you know, largely sort of figments of other people's characters, you know. Topics, issues, characters, you know. And, to quote, what's it called? To quote a guy who went by the name of Father Ralph PFAU, and he was a Catholic sort of nut job in early Alcoholics Anonymous, and he went sort of by the name of Father John Doe, you know, just to be anonymous, you know, something from the 30s and 40s, you know. And he quoted something in Latin, which was gossip. Oh, how it grows as it goes, you know. And that's what gossips do. They're too stupid to have their own opinions based upon their own experiences. Everything they've got, they've heard from other people. And they all tend to have minds like fucking rubbish tips, you know, just filled with other people's shit. And because they never learn, because they like to cheat other people out of opportunities by being malignant fucking cunts of human beings, they also never develop critical evaluation skills, you know. They never learn deep and honest analysis. They never do the right things for the right reasons. It's just vested self-interest at someone else's expense, you know. And because they never have to learn how to think in ways that are smart and honest, they just become fucking scumbags on the payroll, you know. And so the more they gossip, the dumber they fucking remain, and the worse the people are that they hang out with. And especially when it comes to getting drug free and staying drug free by working their way through their own issues, the shoddier job they either don't do at all or hardly even do, you know, and the harder they are to live with, the less liked and respected they are. And most of them fucking are either the ones who somehow do manage to stay drug free, they're either psychotically fucking disturbed people, just degenerates, or for the most part, most of them fucking relapse, you know. They go back out using. Same in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and all these other, you know, self-help fellowships and stuff like that. They don't take responsibility for themselves because they're always playing point the finger, you know. And I met a guy in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And his life was, so I've always maintained that there's a ratio that the very best people have about 95 to 97% on the ball and very accurate and clear-minded, and there's a bit of room for a little bit of confusion and misunderstandings and stuff like that, but they are essentially honest. And the other end of the spectrum is that they're about 95 to 97% full of shit. You know, they lie, they scheme, they scam, they dodge accountability and responsibility and don't turn up when they say they're going to, and, you know, don't have the money when they said they would repay it or pay for what they got, you know, all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? This guy, I think he's long dead, buried and gone, you know. He was always lying. Oh, yeah, mate, yeah, mate, yeah, mate. Oh, yeah, fuck, come past your place, yeah. 10 times a week, you know. Oh, I'll drop in, yeah, no worries, yeah, yeah, yeah. Never did, you know. Just promises that never came true, you know, just lying about everything. And he was, you know, fucking slut, you know, who ran a vineyard, and he was off fucking her while he had a wife and kids elsewhere, and this fucking bitch was trying to come on to me in an AA meeting, you know. It's like, fuck, you know, she's running every ring up and down a finger, you know what I mean, and fishing with the toes and all this sort of shit. And I said, do you fucking mind not doing that? And she goes, what? I said, you know, stroking your finger, ring up and down your finger like you're stroking a fucking cock, you know. Oh, not me. Fuck off, you know. And anyway, see, this guy was a total disaster area. But he said one really fucking good and useful and interesting thing. He said the reason why they love to play point the finger at everybody else down the fucking pub is because they don't want people looking at them and focusing on what's going on in their lives. So they say, oh, g'day, Bob, how are you? Oh, fuck, have you heard about it? Harold? Oh, Harold was down the fucking... Yeah, apparently so-and-so reckons this and so-and-so reckons... They're all fucking doing it. You know, this bullshit game of playing point the fucking finger. And they're all experts on everybody else's business. You know, people they've never met, never had anything to do with. You know what I mean? And they're so fucking full of shit. They can't... You know, they can't... give you a sane kind of response to anything. It's just fucking bullshit, you know. And anyway, you can sort of pick the mentality, the way the sort of links, you know. They don't lock up like that. They sort of lock up in odd little combinations, and it shows you the mental processes of what they say, what they do, how they interpret things, how they respond to things. All this, you can see all the fucking machinations of that sort of mentality. And part of playing point the finger is not owning your own shit and dealing with it. It's always, oh, that person's doing this, this, that person's doing that, you know. And you can just see the dishonesty. So that's it. That's my contention, that gossips are thieves. Gossips spreading fucking hearsay and fucking rumours and one side of the story type shit. People who do that shit are basically the same as shoplifters, sharing all the shit they stole from someone else with all their fucking arsehole friends. You know, that's why gossips are such cunts. You know, if they're not saying it, what they say about other people behind their backs to you is exactly what they're going to be saying about you behind your back when they're with the other people, you know? They're just fucking scum. So, you know, that's today's lessons on morality, decency and principles, you know? So I'll leave this here on my... I've only got the streaming... It's fucking Jesus, I've had some... Oh, man, you know, Linux is the best operating system in the world. But every now and then there's a few little difficulties where things just can't be made to run. Things don't work. And webcams and fucking just... Oh, man... And I'm not talking about 10 minutes of sort of fuck-ups. I'm talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 days of 10, 12 hours a day, you know. And repeated efforts, you know, trying to get a mobile phone, you know, to work as a sort of an extension of a, what's the word? Trying to get the mobile phone to work as an interface, as a webcam, you know. So, well, I don't want to go out and spend a heap on the webcam. I've got some perfectly good old mobile phones, you know. Ones that no longer, you know, run on 2G or 3G, you know, or halfway to 4G. And they can't access the network because they're either locked out or they just don't get, you know, that network's no longer available. It's been decommissioned, you know. So, there's been all sorts of fun and games, and I've bought a $20 fucking webcam. Ooh. And it finally, after fucking days and days and days, trying to get all these configurations and settings, and just there was one program that wouldn't install properly, and in trying to get that fucking out of the system, it crippled all these other fucking programs, you know. Well, there's my fingers, you know, it crippled all these other fucking programs when I removed the linked fucking files, you know. And then that just sent everything fucking sideways. And then you know, and then trying to get this webcam running, the legitimate little fucking webcam sits on top of your screen, you know. That's that install, you know, this upgrade kind of install, that was the one of the very few times that there's actually ever been a legitimate fuck up with the software in Linux, you know, that just was, it wouldn't install, it couldn't be stopped from installing, and it couldn't be uninstalled, so I had to fucking hack into the system to remove it, you know. And I hacked well. Right, boot up, I have to go back to an earlier kernel. So anyway, after fun and games, since getting a legitimate webcam, I've actually got one now. Now I just need a bit of lighting up there, you know. So, yeah, that's today's lesson, you know. I've got to get some decent lighting, and I've been able to adjust the sound and all this stuff, you know. And got some really good streaming software that everybody seems to use, you know, and speaks highly of, and there's a lot of developments gone into it. Yeah, so that was my sort of thought for today. People who fucking gossip are fucking assholes. They're shoplifting. It's the same scumbaggery as shoplifting, you know what I mean? And sharing all the stolen stuff with your friends, you know. The scumbag human beings sharing all the stolen stuff with their scumbag human friends. That's what fucking gossips are. They're thieves. Just like, you know, and all their friends are fucking scumbags too, you know. They're just degenerates, you know. Playing point the finger so that nobody ever, they never have to look at themselves and own what they're like and then do something about it, you know what I mean? Because that means if they had to do that, then their entire fucking life would change. You know? Their entire life would have to change, and all their scumbag friends would have to be sort of parted, you know, you'd have to part from all your scumbag junk, scumbag fucking friends, you know, and you'd have to make something of yourself. You'd have to get your own opinions based upon your own experience, you know, rather than going with the easy option of doing it because everybody else is fucking doing it, because you're a fucking brainless, lazy, lying fucking cunt, you know. So yeah, all right, gentlemen, I shall switch off here.